Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Joining me is ServiceMaster Anytime's general manager, Santos Leon.
That is correct.
Welcome to Radio Real Estate.
Well, first and foremost, thank you, Mark, for inviting me.
I talked to Bob Finney, who's a part of the company there, and he said you'd be on Santos Leon. I said, who's Ponce de Leon? And he knew exactly who Ponce de Leon was. I as he started talking about it, I remembered, but a bunch of sharp people at ServiceMaster Anytime. So Santos was here during the first segment and heard me talk about insurance and some people being underinsured.
Which is very common.
And unfortunately, you're the guy that comes in when people have a problem. You're getting contacted either by the insurance company or directly by the insured.
Correct. I mean, ideally, obviously, for us marketing ourselves, we want to make sure that any homeowner can call us directly if they have any concerns. Once we're involved, when we go out to a property, we go out and start in our investigation. We start seeing what's wrong, what's happened. You know, asking the question, what's happened. We commented earlier. You know, the big assumption is people assume that their insurance is water damage coverage, but they don't really quite know what that means. And they learned a lot of it in the rains that we had because, you know, water intrusion is and flood insurance is different than typical insurance. You've got these, your agents, when you have an agent, they should be telling you specifically what you're getting, what your coverages are. And the homeowner should definitely ask the question, what coverages are there? You know, what liabilities do I have? What can I get? What should I get? Just so you know of everything. Because, you know, you're right. I mean, in this day and age, people want to save money, but you want to know how to save it and save it smart. And you mentioned the deductibles. That's a great way of doing it versus just eliminating certain policies because you're not quite sure.
Right. Raising this particular commenter said something mm-hmm. like raising the deductible from $250 to $1,000 could save you as much as 25% on your premium. But that's a lot of factors. It might not
correct.
Save you that much, but still.
But what it's doing is at least you're not eliminating the coverage entirely. You're just taking a gamble that you're not going to use the insurance and pay a little more or save a little more on the premium and have you pay a higher deductible when you need it.
Right.
You know.
Right. So you're forced to learn a little bit about the insurance industry because they're one of your major clients?
And that's what our clients. I mean, technically, every job we do, we work for the homeowner. Because we are who we are, we have been able to be a part of these programs that insurances have. We're preferred vendors, for example, like Farmers Insurance, State Farm Insurance. These are insurance companies that know who we are and have built a relationship with us that they say if something happens, if you call them to file a claim, they want you to use us, you know, which is great for us, but allows us to provide that service to the homeowner. If the homeowner does call us directly, then we're going to go out there and work with the homeowner. When insurance is involved, our specialty is we know how to work with the insurance companies. I mean, the things we do, we have processes and procedures that we follow internally, you know, photographing, documentation. Everything we do is based on a protocol, and the insurances want that so they can have the claim go smoothly.
And that, in a sense, is protecting the homeowner because it ensures that the homeowner's insurance
correct.
Will pay for the job.
That it's being done right. I mean, that's really the whole idea is that, I mean, when we get involved, you know, our whole focus is we're going to look at everything and begin the process of what it's going to take to get your home dry and restored back to the way it was before it happened. You know, there's a lot that goes on, you know, a lot of variables. You know, what you may visually see is damage could be a lot more. You know, unfortunately, you don't see where water travels. You know, people don't realize that water can travel up, you know, drywall, you know, water can wake up drywall. If there's insulation behind drywall, you know, it can, where people just think, oh, my carpet's wet, just dry my carpet. And then, you know, a week later, they're like, hey, there's this, you know, I have this funky odor in my, I can't figure out what it is. And we find out that there's actually moisture trapped in the wall cavities or behind cabinetry, you know, bathrooms. So, I mean, there's, you know, there's a lot of variables that we try to assess and you know, give the homeowner all things that we're concerned about so they can make an assessment and work with the insurance to restore it properly.
Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. If you have a question about fire, flood, and filth, 452-2428, 452-CHAT, radiorealestate.com. The guest, ServiceMaster Anytime, Santos Leon, General Manager. So it's got to be a bit heartbreaking when people discover that they're underinsured and, you know, they have a mess.
Correct. You know, I mean, before anything ever happens, you know, we always suggest you should always talk to your agent. You know, you bought your insurance from someone, And that if you got a policy, you should definitely know who they are, because when these things happen, you definitely want to know who to talk to make sure you know if you're covered or not. You know, is it a covered loss? You know,
what would you say is, I don't know if the most common or prevalent, or what kind of issues or damages do you see that you could say to people, to say to someone, hey, make certain, you know, that you have enough coverage in this area, or maybe you should consider getting a rider for the sewer backup or flood insurance, or what comes to mind?
Well, I mean, water intrusion, as you know, with the rains we've had, has probably been the most common topic lately, because, you know, people assume there's water in their home, it's a covered loss, but not knowing that there's actually a definition of, was it a sudden break or was this water from water intrusion from outside? So that definitely makes a big difference.
And is water intrusion from the outside, would that be considered under flood insurance? You'd have to get that rider.
You'd have to get a rider for that specifically. And then even then, just the details, you know, location where you're at, just to make sure what it was. You know, was it a roof leak, water intrusion versus outside, you know, submersion because it was next to the outside of the house? Or, you know, a lot of people may live in a flooding environment, you know, near creeks and whatnot, so their agent will suggest to them to have that. But you should always ask the questions, you know, what is available to me as a homeowner? You know, so you can decide. You know, a lot of people don't think to ask or dig a little bit and realize there's more available to them.
And with my previous homeowner's insurance, I really had to like I was pulling teeth from this guy to charge me more money and increase my premium, because he was up in Santa Maria and, you know, the cost per square foot, this was prior to me going to Travelers, it wasn't enough. I knew it wasn't enough. And I told him, hey, I want to pay you more money. And it was kind of difficult. And you use the term sudden. I remember that's an insurance term with water. If it's sudden and something, you're usually covered.
It's, I mean, again, I mean, for the most part, for our experience that we've had, you know, because I don't know general policy coverage of specifics, but the true definition is, was it a sudden break, meaning was it a pipe that just broke and flooded the house, or was it a long-term leak, meaning a gradual pipe leak that turned into this mess?
Right.
And being really specific on what caused it, because if they see it's a long-term leak, then they'll define it as negligence, actually, you know, that you didn't take precautions to make sure that was taken care of properly, and because it's gone through a long period of time, it's now causing much larger damage, which you're like, well,
negligence, exactly. You should have, right. So the key is, when you call your insurance company, call them up and say, you know, suddenly this just happened. It just, there was no indication. Of course, they might have people go out and determine that mm-hmm. it was there for a long time. I had a plumbing leak, and the plumbing in my house was put under the slab. Mm-hmm. Back in the 1960s, a lot of homes were built that way. And they're getting old, and it's time to start, you know, putting them up and replacing the plumbing, putting it up in the attic. And well, I had two plumbers come out. They put their head. It was like right under the kitchen sink. And I had actually seen water start to percolate out of the stucco right at the front driveway there, right along the kitchen sink. So I knew. And then I realized I had instant hot water at my kitchen sink. I was going, wow. So I figured out, hey, it's the hot water leak pipe, which is usually, you know, they're the most likely to leak. And a couple of guys said, yeah, it's right under the kitchen sink. And this one contractor said, I don't know. You should maybe get this company. They come out and they charge $300.
American Leak Detection.
Right?
I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's like probably the only guys in town. And he said, you know, they'll tell you within a couple of inches.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, I had two good plumbers. You know, anyway, we started a jackhammer up, brought the guys in. And guess what? The contractor was right. It was not under the sink. And it was like, oh, God, now I got to tear into my kitchen floor. Mm-hmm. The guy was saying, well, maybe you should call them now. And I was already into it, paying him. I said, well, let's cut a square here. So he cut about a 6-8-inch square out of my kitchen flooring.
Mm-hmm.
And we got lucky, and it was between that square and under the sink. He was able to cut the pipe, pulled it out. There was this pinprick of a hole causing all this problem, and he put it back together. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. The guest is Service Master Anytime, Santos Leon, General Manager. We do have a caller who has a question, perhaps under the heading Fire, Flood, and Filth. Thanks for calling Radio Real Estate. Stan, welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Your speaker is very knowledgeable. Service Master has an excellent reputation. And I have just one question.
Well, Fred, I have a question for you. I have a question for you. Are you a stockholder in ServiceMaster?
No.
Coming in here and promoting them?
No, you know, this is general knowledge and that. I have a... can you take constructive criticism, Mark? Because I'm going to ask you, check on your number for $450 per square foot for replacement cost. I believe it is far too high.
Oh, okay, good. No, I'm open to
that.
I'm always trying to find that number. Now, I have $242 a square foot for my basic coverage.
Sure.
And then I have a rider for 50% of that, so that would bring it up to 363. So it could be, could be 242 to 363 for a Goleta tract home. What do you think?
Well, I'm not going to comment on that. I'm going to comment on there is normally insurance available to cover total costs. That to my knowledge, is still available, and that would not be with a rider for over 50%. But if a rider for over 50%, what was your number on that? You came up with 380, was it?
$363.
$363.
But the base.
I'm gonna multiply that by 1,000. That's 300. My view is that probably would be sufficient coverage based upon a tract home in Goleta, and because. Let's say 1,500 square feet, 360, and another 50% on 360, it'd be 130, 360.
500,000 to rebuild a house?
Oh, you bet. You're home free.
Well, good. Well, I got good coverage. What do you think about Goleta tract houses, Santa Barbara houses, not a two-story home with the living space over the garage, but just a simple single-level 1960s Goleta tract house, earthquake insurance? Do you pay it?
Well,
or I'll tell you,
they're going to perform quite well. Quite well. You know, as just basic construction of that era. Earthquake insurance, if it gives the homeowner comfort, then fine. But there are a lot of people out there that have been given a worst-case scenario about insurance, and, you know, you could lose your home. Let me say this in addition to it. I have given a number of talks over the years to people. The consistent question that I get after speaking about earthquakes and Santa Barbara and so forth, consistent question I get is, what's going to happen to my home? So it's really important to people. And so, you know, if it's a comfort thing, there's some people that...
Okay, if you sleep better at night, you get the insurance, if you lived in a 1960s Goleta tract house, single story, you probably wouldn't buy it, but that's your... fortitude.
That's just my personal opinion.
Personal opinion. Stan the Man Mendez, structural engineer. Thanks for calling in, Stan.
You're very welcome.
Okay, see ya.
Take care.
See ya. Bye-bye. The cost per square foot, that's something you have to resolve yourself. You have to get in touch with someone who's going to build it. I mean, now you guys don't rebuild houses.
No, we actually do.
Really? So tell me what kind of situations
you run into. We are actually a full restoration contracting company. What that means is we deal with the restoration process and the mitigation component. But we can actually go back and begin putting it back together as the way it was before it happened. We are general contractors. We can rebuild a house. We can build a commercial building. In fact, we have some great stories tenants of, you know, in businesses, you know, you can imagine as a business, the last thing they want to do is be out of business. So our job is to go in, assess situation, get a game plan going. And if they need to be open up in 4 days, our goal is to make it happen in less than 4 days so they can be up and open. We've had, you know, people where we work late night, after hours, we bring in subcontractors to work, you know, for painting, drywall, I mean, you name it. Because every situation is different. And our goal is to assess it and see what we can and can't do.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot in terms of, you know, construction and cost per square foot. You know, my coverage is $242 a square foot with the rider that it could go up to $363 a square foot. And I have like a 10% thing for upgrades, building code upgrades.
Building code upgrades, yes.
So I think I'm covered adequately. The caller thinks I'm covered, structural engineer. Do you think?
Yes, I would say for the most part you are. I mean, really, you know, as we assess every situation, you're going to write, you know, an estimate for what it's going to take to put it back together. And we're going to look at the pros and cons and the variables of, you know, what kind of paint, you know, what kind of flooring you had. And once we get a number of the insurance company, it's kind of a process. You know, I will tell you this, what most people don't realize too is when you have a claim and you work with your insurance and, they, you know, we have someone like us, for example, goes out and puts an estimate to put it back together. That's just an estimate. You know, it's an estimate for you and the homeowner, but more so for the insurance to have an idea. Because as we start to take things apart, we realize, you know, it's more than just the initial assessment. And our goal is to work with the insured and the insurance just to make sure that we've addressed all the variables so there is no concerns about things not being done properly.
I had a guest on the program who is a builder in town. He would buy houses, and demo them, and put in, you know, five condos. And he had his garage built. And, of course, we're talking about a scenario of the house can be completely down.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you want to, you know... Because you, more times than not, your house is not going to be completely burned down. If you look in the history of
Correct.
Santa Barbara, how many houses, of course, in the big fires, obviously, but other than, you know, that, you know, how many situations occur where your house is completely down? And so, but again, that's what insurance is. You want to be prepared for that case. And he told me, John Blankenship, and he told me he built his, built a garage, and with all his connections and all his builders, no plumbing in the garage, just electric. I hate to quote him exactly, but it was well over $100 a square foot just to build a garage with
Amazing.
No plumbing and no finishing and no fancy windows and nothing. So
Amazing.
Okay, Mark Schneiman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back with our guest, Service Master Anytime, General Manager Santos Leon, who descended from Ponce de Leon, the discoverer of the Fountain of Youth. Service Master Anytime, if you have any questions, 963-1365. Their website, www.svma.com. And we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll hear some war stories. Maybe we'll get into some rats and whether or not you should rent the movie The Sunshine Cleaning Company. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.